Now Easter. It is a time for family, for friends, and sugary indulgence, but it can also be a dangerous time for our favourite furry family members. With chocolate in abundance and lots of extra cars on the road, there are a bunch of opportunities for our four-legged friends to get themselves into trouble. So how can we keep them safe? This morning we are joined by Channel 10's dog expert Lara Shannon from Pooches at Play to talk about how we can keep our pets safe this Easter long weekend. Lara, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Now, why is chocolate so toxic to dogs? Is it just something they can't tolerate?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of ingredients in there that really dogs react to. It can heat up, it can speed up their heart rate. It can really start getting them into a quite a bad way. And that is theobromine is one of them, and caffeine is another.
Wow. Okay, caffeine's bad for them.
Yes, yeah, dogs should not be. It's you know, it's interesting, a lot of people let their dog have a little lick out of their cappuccino cup and stuff.
Yeah.
Dogs do not react well to caffeine, any stimulants like that, and that includes alcohol as well.
Okay.
Yes, it can really interfere with their central nervous systems and can cause some serious issues for them.
Is it only dogs that are affected by chocolate, or is it other pets at risk as well?
Yeah, look, you know, all animals are made up differently. We know for a fact about dogs and their toxicity levels towards these. Different animals are made up differently, but really I would keep all animals away from anything toxic that, you know, that us humans eat. We forget that they're animals and their digestive systems are very different to our own.
Absolutely. I got to say that the Easter egg hunts at my place are always the ones we've got to watch out for, because my dog will go for anything you leave on the ground for too long.
Oh, well, I know. You forget about it. But, and because their sense of smell is so dominant, they're not even the first to get them.
And
we really do need to be mindful of that.
She is little. She is quick. She's in everyone's way before they can get to it. Are there any other foods we should be watching out for, especially over Easter? I know it's a time a lot of people come together, have big feasts.
That's right. Well, hot cross buns is another big one, and that's because it contains sultanas and raisins usually, the ones with fruit in them. Again, grapes are very toxic. They're, of course, from the same family, and a similar sort of reaction. The dog's central nervous system can peak, can all get wound up, their heart rate gets faster, and they're quite toxic, so their blood can actually really heat up. So, just to give you a bit of an example, a lot of people might feed their dog a piece of toast every day. You know, they have a piece and then their dog does too. But a piece of toast with butter on it is actually the same as us having a hamburger.
Oh.
So even without the fruit, something like a hot cross bun that is very bready and you slather butter all over it is really fattening for dogs too.
And they're so much smaller than we all think they are. They've got
they've
got eyes bigger than their stomachs, but they are, you got to watch out, I think. My dog will eat anything you put in front of her. So it's something I definitely have to be very, very mindful of. Now, we can't watch our dogs 24 hours a day. Chocolate's going to fall on the floor. There are some mistakes that can happen, some accidents. If our dogs do get a little bit unwell, what signs are we looking for? What signs are we looking to see if they are sick?
Well, I think a couple of things. If your dog all of a sudden becomes really lethargic and is just not looking well at all, I would have a think about, is there any chance that they could have eaten something? And then you really want to keep an eye out for the next lot of signs, which is they might start drooling a bit more than usual.
Okay.
I know my little boy, he ate something and we suspect it was chocolate at one time, and he was lying around with me all day and I didn't really notice anything, and then he started really drooling and then he started frothing at the mouth, and then their eyes can get really bloodshot and they can start panting really heavy, and that's when then seizures can start. So look, at the first sign of your dog sort of breathing abnormally or, you know, just not looking well, I would give the vet a call, and then they'll give you some really specific signs. If it's dark chocolate in particular, they might actually, if your dog's got any of those signs, they'll tell you to get them straight to emergency.
Wow. So dark chocolate's worse for dogs than
milk chocolate? Yes, the darker the chocolate, the worse it is. So the more of those ingredients, the more of the theobromine and cocoa that it contains. So a little bit of, you know, white chocolate, for example, if your dog picks some of that up, should be okay. I mean, it can vary by breed size and all of that, and sometimes if your dog's had it once and it's fine, they might not be the next time. So there's no hard and fast rule. It's just really the darker it is, the more dangerous it is. So, again, milk chocolate is obviously going up that scale a little bit more, so you need to keep an eye out. But if they have it in dark chocolate and significant amounts of it, I would actually be prepared just to take them straight to the vet.
Mm, absolutely. I've got my vet on, like, speed dial on my phone. Yes. I'm sorry. My dog will, if there is mischief to get into, I guarantee she will be there in a heartbeat. So when you've got dogs like mine, then you gotta stay on top of things. What's the craziest Easter story you've heard? Do you have any crazy Easter stories during your time?
No, but I'm hoping I won't have one here because we've got a few little doggies. We've got some friends coming around to watch the second series of Preachers at Play, and I've got lots of dogs here today, and I've got little Reggie, who is a Dachshund, a.k.a. a sausage dog, and he will be into everything. So I don't actually have any myself, but I'm hoping I don't have too many disastrous ones for today.
Lara, before I let you go, because we're going to have to in a minute, we're running out of time, but tell us about the second season of Preachers at Play. It premieres this afternoon.
It does indeed. So 3 o'clock on Channel 10, winning regional areas, 3 o'clock, but it always starts a little bit early on weekends. Program can be a bit out. So we've got lots of health advice, training and behaviour tips. We've got a blind dog case study. I go in and help little Marla adapt to her life in the blind. She's actually coming over today too. So that'll be fun.
Beautiful.
We've got some furry fashion coats for this winter. Health with Dr. Melissa Meehan. Lots of fun all around, really.
It does sound like a lot of fun. We'll let you go. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.